Okay, so when's the pizza going to be done, Napier?
It's going to be done in like 3-4 minutes.
Okay, so 3-4 minutes would put it at what? Like 7:56, right?
And you'll have a 400-degree pizza.
So you're going to wolf down a fucking pizza in 4 minutes to be on time. Is that what you're saying? You said, oh, I didn't know we were starting until 8. It's 7:52, Napier.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I got time, right?
Every time we do this with Napier, it's a shit show.
I know.
Like he's cooking a pizza that's going to be ready a minute before we're going to start.
So what you're saying is I got time.
He's going to sit there and he's going to eat pizza while we do the show. He's going to wolf down a pizza. We're going to be talking about the crayons, and Napier's going to be sitting there eating pizza.
And once again, I still have time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time, Napes. Take your time, buddy. Yeah.
I got plenty of time. What are you on about?
I think we should have him eat the pizza at the start of the show. Just the sounds of him ingesting the lava that is a frozen pizza.
Yeah, what kind of frozen pizza you got there, Napes?
Yeah, what did you make? What do you make? Tell us about it.
TJ's.
Oh, TJ's quality.
St. Louis classic, for sure.
Did you actually buy it from some aspiring youth, or did you go to, like, the mini-mart?
No, we got it from aspiring youths.
The mini mart by my house sells that shit.
Oh, so that's like a fundraiser thing. They go around. Those are expensive.
They're not.
And cheap. I never don't ever trust those because you're not getting it from like a reputable source. You're getting it from some dickhead who had to like keep it in their freezer to give it to you.
When I was in elementary
school. Yeah, but usually you know that dickhead, right?
Yeah, but still, yeah, I mean, he's not like a food handler. You know what I mean?
Oh, we were always pretty quality about handling ours.
Yeah, but you were. But who knows is what I'm saying.
I feel you.
You know what I'm
People
saying?
People with self-respect.
I mean, I go to the supermarket. They do that for a job.
That's why the Girl Scouts do cookies, because those stupid bitches can't put the...
Right. And I mean, you know, I couldn't even be in the pizza selling business. I don't have enough freezer space. Mine's full of super pretzels and fish sticks.
You don't got
a
deep freeze?
You gotta get the deep freeze, man.
Like out in the garage?
You're a homeowner.
You need to get a freezer chest.
Mine's in the basement.
Yeah, mine's in my basement, too.
Napier, is your pizza ready yet?
Let me go check. I'll be right back.
God, I fucking hate you so much. God damn it. I fucking hate you.
Oh, by the way, yeah,
so
I'm actually leaving.
So he still has not accepted my contact request.
He doesn't want you to be able to see when he's online. It's a privacy thing.
His fucking Skype picture is his bullshit hockey pads. One of his 20 pairs of hockey pads. He's got a whole room just dedicated to guns and hockey pads. He just has a room of his house.
Fucking cool room.
Like, it's the same room.
Yeah, so just guns and hockey pads. But I mean, it's not like they're not organized. He just tosses it all in there. So he's just got a big stack in one corner of hockey pads and another stack in another corner of guns.
So you guys make fun of my dresser room, but a room of guns and hockey pads is better.
See, here's the thing is like he's disorganized, yes. But he has guns and hockey pads. You have an abundance of, like, a thing that you shouldn't have an abundance of. Napier collects guns. That makes sense. Nobody collects dressers drunk. Nobody does that.
No, it was like not all the dressers would fit in my lady's room, so we needed to have a room to get dressed in. So we have a dresser room.
Yeah, but you have, like, 5 dressers in there. That's too many dressers.
Who cares what the number of dressers is?
Paul. Okay, a house of 3 people. How many dressers should be in that house at the max? The maximum amount of dressers? Like 3 dressers.
Yes.
If everybody had one dresser.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. But if you were to ask me how many dressers in my house, I would tell you.
Do you have a bunch of dressers, too?
Well, I have... I mean,
what is with you fucking people?
I guess I have one per person. Which means more than one per bedroom. So I have like an extra dresser.
So you have children. Yes. Each of your children have a dresser.
Yes.
You have a dresser.
No, I have a chest.
A dresser.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife has a dresser. And then we have one.
What's the difference between a chest and a dresser?
I think one's like small and wide and one's like tall and skinny.
Chests are taller.
Oh, so it's like the taller one.
Yeah.
So this is like a bigger dresser. Man, drunk would kill for a chest.
Yeah.
How excited would drunk be if you just like offered him a chest? He'd put his pots and pans in it and stuff, right? What would you do with the chest, drunk?
I think I'm good on chests and dressers for right now. But, I mean, if it's high quality, I'll go sell one of my other ones.
Where is Napier?
Then I got the dresser in the hallway, too.
He's probably eating that 400-degree pizza.
758. He said he'd be ready at 8 o'clock.
And trust me, you can't eat that TJ straight out the oven, dude.
No, like, no, you got to let it cool off.
That is molten lava on the top of your throat.
No, Napier got home at 4:30. Napier's been home all goddamn day. He's been home all goddamn day, and he waits till 5 minutes to make a pizza.
Yeah, I had a sandwich at like 5:45, knowing I was going to come over here, so I'd like hold myself over, you know?
I had some chicken nuggets. I had 3 chicken nuggets.
3?
Yeah.
Why only 3?
Because
his child ate 7 of them.
No, yeah, I made 7, and Steve ate 4 of them. So
your kid's name is Steve?
Yeah, my kid's name is Steve.
See,
why is that funny?
Steve is like a man's name.
He will one day be a man. He'll grow into it.
You just don't pick. I like when I look at a little baby, I don't see a Steve.
We call him Stevie.
Do you call him Little Stevie?
Little Steve, Stevie, Little Stevie. Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
I call him Esteban James.
Yeah,
it's like naming a baby Bill.
I think it'd be like William, right?
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
I guess.
Like Don.
Isn't Mike kind of an old man thing?
I guess, yeah. I guess it's kind of one of those things where
you Mikey?
I'm sure you were.
You
a
should
Mikey.
Name your child something that he will grow into. So that you don't have like a grown man with a little boy's name.
Right.
Like a Toby. I work with a Toby.
Or like a Joey.
You know, like
funny?
A man named Toby. It's not a man's name.
So you know your old neighbors, the Fishers.
Yes.
Matthew is getting married, so that's exciting. Got an invite to a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah?
Got a text message from a Joe Fisher. He signed it. And I was like, I don't know any fucking Joe Fishers.
Because he's always been Joey.
Because he's fucking Joe.
Does he go as Joe now?
I mean, I guess.
I don't like that.
I saw him like in the last year.
You tell that motherfucker to stop that
shit.
Like,
no, who the fuck is Joe?
I think that's
Fisher?
How he introduces himself to new people.
Like, hi, I'm Joe.
But if you,
see,
if,
he's trying to make new friends and cancel out all the people that knew him as Joey in a former life.
Right? I guess so.
Like, I don't know a Joe. Who, Joey. Yeah. But yeah. But yeah, it was a group text, and I only knew 2 people of the like 15 that were on there. So
like when you got it. There was a bunch of numbers but no names.
Names, right. So at first I was going to reply and say, you know, just give him shit, like, who the fuck is Joe? But then I was like, well, all these people, I'm probably in the minority. It's like me and the one other guy probably know him as Joey. Everyone else on the whole text, I'm sure, calls him Joe. So
that's
like,
funny. Well, his dad's name is Joe, isn't it? Isn't his dad's name Joe?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
All I remember about his dad is the tiny shorts he wore.
Yeah.
While he mowed the lawn.
Yeah. We called him Mr. Fisher.
Right.
Right. That's Mr. Fisher for fuck's
right.
sake.
Yeah. You wear shorts like
you
that.
You respect, goddamn.
You're goddamn Mr. Fisher.
And they weren't like tight, but they were like flowy, super short. Like
that's
Umbro.
A man that was comfortable in his.
Can you
in
still
his...
get Umbro shorts?
I was about to say.
I feel like they were like some so, Umbro. Crotch.
We're not talking about like the 2-snap softball short.
No.
From the 80s, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't.
I'm picturing something like a baseball pant, and those are pretty tight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so not like that.
Yes.
I don't feel like he was wearing tight.
It's 8:02, Napier.
Okay.
Fucker. Oh, are you still eating your pizza?
No, I had to throw it back in. It wasn't done.
I fucking hate you so much.
That was gooey in the middle?
No, it was white in the middle. I need it to be brown.
Yeah,
I need it to be toasty.
You can't eat that particular pizza white. It's got to have a hue on it.
So when are you going to eat the pizza, Napier?
Tomorrow at work.
Are we serious?
Yeah, this is for tomorrow. This is my lunch. This isn't my dinner.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think that's not true, right?
Yeah, this is my dinner.
This is like an elaborate Napier pit. Yeah,
right, exactly. I'm starting to feel like I don't trust this.
There are prices at work I'm not comfortable paying, so I don't pay them. I bring pizza that I make at my house, and I put them in a plastic bag, and then I reheat them in the microwave.
Paul, let me tell you a story. And for our listeners, they will have already heard this, but you may not have. So I have to share this story with you. Like a month ago, I told Napier, hey, I'm going to go get a pizza.
Is this a stuffed crust pizza story?
Oh, you heard the stuffed crust pizza story.
I told him that one. That one was
no, funny. I listened to that episode.
Oh, Paul, yes. Paul. It's fucked
up,
right?
I thought it was a conscious, a loving husband thing to do for
Oh, really?
Wife. Yeah, you know, it was really? Very nice for him.
You've softened, Paul.
I think that's something,
Hey, Mike, my pregnant wife wanted to eat some goddamn cheesy crust. You think I'm going to fucking argue
and she's
with her?
Pregnant? Bro, yeah. I've been to like 7-Eleven at 12:30 at night to pick up a Slurpee and some nachos.
If you don't even live by a 7-Eleven.
Right, exactly. I don't live close to a 7-Eleven. So you just do what you got to do when they're pregnant, man.
So, yeah, I got my wife a stuffed crust pizza by, unconscionable efforts. What the fuck ever.
You mean Mike got a stuffed crust pizza?
No, I told him to do it because I wanted it. I said, hey, I want that pizza.
You didn't, and you didn't want it. You gave your crusts away.
No, I wanted my wife to be happy, therefore I fucking wanted it.
There was some deception there.
There was some deception there.
It wasn't, kind of my wife wants some stuffed crust. It's, that's what I would like because,
Ooh, that sounds so good.
That does sound good for tonight, though, for sure.
Oh, hey, my wife not yelling at me for a night? Yeah, I'd fucking love that. How about you get some stuffed crust for me, you fuck? Thank you, by the way. I appreciated the stuffed crust.
Well, your wife appreciated the stuffed crust, right? Or did you end up eating some?
No, I ate some.
He ate the pizza.
Yeah, I ate the pizza. I didn't eat the stuffed crust. That was for the wife.
Stuffed crust was for the wife.
Just the crust.
He saved
right?
the crusts, Paul.
Now was
Paul? Do we still, after he
do we
saved
still get
the crust,
call her
right?
rabbit poundings, or is that now? Is it Mrs. Rabbit
now that she's
poundings?
A mom?
Oh, by the way, I'm pretty goddamn sure my fetus doesn't care what you say about it.
So he ate two.
Congratulations! Napier.
He ate two pieces of pizza,
you.
Paul. But he didn't eat the crusts. He gave the crusts to his wife, and she ate one of the crusts, and then she got a piece of aluminum foil.
She ate them for lunch the next day at work, and it made her happy.
It's like a cheese-filled breadstick.
Right. It's a Bosco stick.
You know, like, the first thing that came to my mind was, like, going to a buffet. And then, like, just brings, you're like, oh, thanks for the pizza, Mike. By the way, we're going to take some home, I don't know.
I'm not going to apologize for keeping my wife and baby happy.
Right.
That ain't happening.
So, can we do the show? Do you want to do the show, Napes?
We can do whatever the fuck you want. I got a pizza in the oven.
Do you need to go get the pizza out of the oven before we start?
Fucking probably four catches on fire.
Okay, go get the pizza out of the oven. We'll just be here.
No, you're going to shit talk me.
We're going to shit talk you whether you're here or not.
Well, that's fair. At least we'll have pizza at the end. Box. Okay, I'll be back with pizza. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. So, yeah, there's no way he's eating that at lunch tomorrow.
No. No, he made
you
pizza.
Yeah, I am. Fuck you.
He waited. He made that pizza for tonight. But now he's trying to play it cool. Is what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's going to be over there fucking crunching on that goddamn pizza while we're doing the show.
I made that pizza for whenever the fuck I wanted. It's my goddamn pizza, you shitheads.
Go get your pizza before it gets caught on fire, Napes.
Okay, fine.
What a fucking asshole. That
guy. Yeah, I am a fucking asshole, you shitheads. That pizza will burn like my goddamn soul in hell, you fuckers, before I let you leave.
All right, go get your pizza, Napier. Get your pizza.
I'm going to leave. Okay, bye.
So, Paul.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, why do we only do this on the hundreds now? You're like Ozzy Smith. We just bring you out every couple of years to say, hey, this guy's still alive.
I think it's because we're not friends, right, Mike?
Is that why?
You would have hit me up yourself to come do this. Instead, I get multiple text messages.
See, I believe that we left the whole thing at, you know, your open invitation. You can come over whenever you want. So why don't you just come over sometimes? You know when we do the show. We do the same show at the same time every week.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we don't even have to do a show.
I can be on your show.
We can just be friends.
But are we friends? I don't know, Mike. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. How old is your second kid?
5 months old.
You had a kid 5 months ago, and I haven't. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
I mean,
that's probably because I'm a bad friend and don't.
You're supposed to...
I mean, I didn't send out, like, announcements.
Well, you're supposed to, like, update me on the goings-on of the group.
Tom just had a baby, too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is that his first?
It is.
Yeah. Did he name it, like, a man's name? Or
Owen. Bone crusher.
Owen's good. That could go either way.
Owen's solid.
I mean, I can look at a baby and say that's an Owen. But Paul named his kid Steve.
And Allison.
Yeah, Allison could go either way, too.
We call her Allie.
So now you have one of each. Now you don't need it anymore, right?
Yeah, and having the daughter is like, you know, no more rape jokes.
That's why
I don't come over, Mike. All my material's gone.
Having a daughter just ruins the whole thing?
No, she's great.
It has been a solid couple weeks since we had a rape joke.
Well, it's not necessary. We're in our 30s.
Yeah.
The raping's done.
Yeah, our days of rape jokes are over, Drunk. Napier, how's that pizza?
This fucking guy.
So, I mean, we're friends, I think.
If we were friends, you would have just texted me yourself and said, hey, we're doing like a thing for the show, and you should come.
So because Drunk contacted you, and Drunk's a part of the show.
I mean, Drunk is a part of the show, yes, but it's not Drunk's show.
That is factually correct.
And I am friends with Drunk.
Drunk and you are friends.
Right.
You guys are like close friends.
Exactly.
That
Drunk
hang out
and me
regularly.
Are friends. So,
in fact, I believe that it said when we talked about doing something, he said something about how he was going to see you the next night. I said, oh, well, while you're seeing him, you should say something to him about coming over and doing a thing.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. I know.
Do you have, like, barbecues and stuff?
No, not really. Yeah. Really, this is the only, like, social thing I do.
If basically our friendship is going to exist solely through this meeting.
We can
have a podcast.
We must document every conversation we ever have, Paul.
And that actually works because I think me and you had a lot of, you know, in our younger days, it was you said this or you did this, and I'd be like, I have no idea if I did that. So I think this is all you're documenting our interaction so that, like, years from now I can say, hey, Mike, remember I said that shit? And he's like, fuck no, you didn't. On December 21st, 1982. I mean, we're not that old, but.
Because so you could go back and find it.
Right.
If you really had the due diligence to prove me wrong.
Right, no.
Which I doubt you would.
Right, no, I don't have that
dedication. No, but you
But
Mike.
You do.
Oh,
I don't have that dedication, but you do. Right?
Oh, you do not believe the depths I will go
this
to
is
prove
for
that I'm correct.
This is because me and Mike, when we were friends, it was not in the age of, like, Google.
Paul, I think,
so
that,
we
couldn't I think that we're friends.
Things.
I consider you a
we
friend.
We couldn't fact check things.
I mean, you went to the man's,
like,
wedding,
the
right?
Was I at Paul's wedding?
I think so.
Did I go to your wedding? I think
you
Paul, like, invited, like, everybody except me.
No, you got invited. I don't think you came.
I don't think I went.
I went to Paul's wedding.
Did you? Was I there?
Don't believe so.
Why wasn't I there?
I don't know. Maybe you don't like Paul.
I do like Paul.
Because I didn't ask you to bring your audio equipment.
he didn't want his wedding on the show.
So, like, but I mean, how often do you have to see someone to still consider them a friend? I mean, like, you know, Tom, I haven't seen Tom in years and years and years. I'd still consider Tom a friend of mine.
And I guess in that sense, we are definitely friends.
Right.
Like, but if someone were to, like, say, list your friends.
No, I mean,
I wouldn't, like, you wouldn't come to mind first because, like, I would, like, go through, like, well, on Wednesday.
So if you were trying to round out your list, I'd probably be on it. But, like, if you were given, like, a fast five, I wouldn't be there.
Right, because, I mean, right, you know, you kind of would go, okay, well, I saw Drunk on Thursday, I saw, you know, and I would, you know, pretty easily recall the people I had seen recently.
Like, if I died, you'd go to my funeral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
If you were
you'd probably even be
sad. If you were to get married, I would go to your wedding.
He absolutely would. I would.
Right.
Too.
I would
go to your wedding.
If you were to have a kid, I would come see you. And see the kid.
Like, see the kid?
And my wife would, like, bake you food.
But I haven't seen either of
them. As a matter of fact, that might be a better way to get in there.
That's what I'm getting at here.
So what does that mean?
You need to have babies, so you got to.
I didn't even know you had a kid.
You know, the last time, yes, you do, because the last time I was on the show. I told you.
No, I knew you had the first kid, but you just had a second kid, and I didn't even know about that kid.
Yeah. Well, I don't do, like, the social media really anymore. I don't do the Twitters or the Facebooks, so.
Right.
So, you know, updating you if I don't actually see you. I guess that's
the way that you find out things now is the social media.
Right. Since I haven't done any of that and I haven't seen you.
Do you want to be like pen pals or something? We could like write each other letters.
I do emails, you know, if you want to.
You want to send like a monthly email or something? Just say, hey, how have you been?
We could do a newsletter, like a friendship update.
Friendship update?
Yeah. Yeah. We could throw some cool formatting together so we could just like. You know, put our thoughts in the different categories and it'll look nice. It'll be cool.
Huh.
But no, we're friends. It's just like, it would take me a while before I got to you. And I'd be like, right. And Mike, of course, Mike's my friend. I've known him since like junior high. We bought spiky waters. We played hockey in the cafeteria at junior high.
Right.
You know, he developed a communist system where one guy would go buy the drinks for everyone at the table. Each day of the week. That way.
So like one lunch shift, your lunch shift is fucked. I mean, you're going to spend the whole lunch shift in line. It's going to suck.
But the rest of the days of the week, you just sat there and kicked it at the table and eventually your food would arrive. And like it worked out financially because, you know, you're buying food for like four other guys and they're buying you food.
You pay it forward drunk.
I see.
You better hope that somebody doesn't call in sick on their day. Because then anarchy strikes. Then everybody's sitting there going, well, I already had my fucking day.
Well, right, God damn it. Now we all have to wait in line. The whole system fucking crumbled.
Right. So you depended on each other to, you know, stay straight.
This is important because in junior high, if you finished lunch early, you could go shoot hoops and play, what was it? What is it called? Knockout?
Knockout.
Which was always good.
Napier, have you finished your pizza yet? Can we start the show?
Mike, we can do whatever the fuck you want.
What are you doing over there? What are you doing?
I'm not commenting.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to comment when it's on mute.
The second mic of the show isn't saying anything, Nate. So that's why I'm inquiring. I'm curious what's going on.
You guys should call your show Mike and Mike.
I was going to invite Paul to the baby shower.
You were going to invite Paul to the baby? No, you said you didn't invite anybody to the baby shower. It was
I'm baby showers. I know all the shit everybody. You need. And you didn't invite me?
Napier said that he wasn't inviting people. He said that his mother-in-law was inviting people.
Except that I heard that Drunk was coming and Drunk got invited.
Well, yeah, you see, he's drunk every week.
I guess him and Drunk are friends.
Look, me and Drunk are bros, okay? I don't want to hear that.
Me and Napier have probably known each other longer than anyone on the show.
Well, you guys lived around each other, right?
We knew each other I think, first or second grade.
Paul, do you remember when Kevin Howder showed? We were all in Boy Scouts together, and this motherfucker fainted in the Boy Scout line and he cracked his fucking eyebrow open?
He broke his jaw. So, yes, I remember that. And it was from the high pressure stress of receiving a Boy Scout award. We're all lined up to get our, you know, our fucking merit badge.
And for what? For what?
Oh, God damn it. I don't know.
There was nothing
camp. We went to a camp together.
How come the Boy Scouts don't sell cookies?
They sell popcorn.
Because they're dudes. Okay. That's You're welcome.
Makes sense.
I guess.
Popcorn for the Boy Scouts.
Like tins of it?
You can get a tin or you can get microwave.
Is it divided up into like cheddar and caramel and regular?
They got that, yep.
That sounds like trash compared to cookies.
So Kevin Shouter. Kevin Shouter. Kevin Houdershell was in line to get his merit badge.
Yeah, and you know, his knees are locked and he's proud and he's trembling and it just all became too much for him. His body shut down. And it was in the cafeteria of our elementary school, and that's hard floor. So when he just kind of like a timber, you know, style fell over onto his jaw, it broke.
I bet that was a sight to behold.
This dude fell the fuck over. He fainted in line, and then everybody started like, oh, God, what happened to Kevin? And then, you know, immediately afterwards, nobody gave a shit about Kevin, which is, you know, high school and junior high. Nobody gave a shit about Kevin.
Okay, so now it seems like Napier is engaged. Seems like right about now we could probably start the show, right? See, because Napier's here now. Napier's ready.
And he's got have to put the headphones on to hear the dang, he like the theme?
Well, I didn't even plug that in. I was just going to add it later.
Oh, some post prod. Nice, nice.
Yeah, you know, do that in post.
You can afford that now, huh?
Yeah,
I bet he will.
Right, the show is big time now. I do expect to be paid for this appearance. I've heard you got guests and shit. I'm expecting a paycheck for sure.
Paul started demanding payment like very early on.
I did.
It just continued.
I taxed them at least one Coca-Cola
or high C.
I thought it was a Capri Sun. Capri Sun is there?
Yeah, well, I mean,
and then like
was around,
he was pissed
really.
Off when I switched to Walmart brand Capri Suns.
Like this is horseshit.
He's like, no,
I'm the fucking talent.
Like no. When I come over here, I expect name brand Capri Sun. And he tried it, and it wasn't bad.
Actually,
the Walmart brand's good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Capri Sun is Capri Sun, turns out. Fucking sugar water.
Okay, so Napier, you ready to start the show?
No!
Can you see me Can you see me on video?
Yeah, you look like a very disgruntled dad.
Why do I look like a disgruntled dad?
I don't know. You look like your dad when he was angry at me. Which was always.
All right.
How is Stan?
Oh, he's just grumpy all the time.
Donna doing good?
She's good. She's good.
She still love the Outcast?
Oh, yeah. Drives around listening to that shit all the time.
Awesome.
Just drives around in her
listening to Roses and whatnot?
Chevy. What is it? The SUV.
Impala?
No, the SUV is a...
A Suburban?
Equinox.
Drives around in her Equinox blasting Outcast out the windows. Yeah.
Flashing gang signs.
Right. All right. So you're ready then, Napier. Did you get the pizza out of the oven?
Yeah, I cut it and everything, and it's kind of just like sitting on there on the stove.
So you're going to put it into bags?
Well, yeah. How do you eat your food at work?
I go to McDonald's.
I was about to say, I drive to the place.
Yeah, I go to McDonald's and I get like a meal from McDonald's and then I eat that.
And then okay, I work down in the city and I have 30 minutes to eat.
That's
food.
What they say about it down at the city, man. They say there's no food.
There's no McDonald's anywhere.
Right.
No, there's plenty of food. I can't get there in 30 fucking minutes.
Underserved inner city, you know.
There's no place by your building that you could walk to. Zero.
No,
he said he doesn't like the prices.
Do they not have like a cafeteria at your establishment?
Oh, yeah, they do. It's shit.
It's not very good?
No, it's goddamn so dog you, piss.
There's pre-cook no, pizzas the night before and bring no, like, it to work?
Taco it's, truck? It's bad enough that he prefers a frozen pizza cooked and then reheated the next day, which is like
okay.
The worst pizza basically you can get.
Right.
Okay, here's what happened. Our cafeteria got shut down because of mice and roaches and bugs. So they shut it down for like 6 to 7 months.
You still work at the con?
And I had 7 months to get rid of some bugs? Those must have been some fucking heavy-duty bugs.
Yeah.
Well, they got rid of the bugs, and they had to give the contract to another company. And it took a while for all that to get like sorted out and shit. So we had food trucks, and the food trucks was great. There was a barbecue truck that used to come by. It was called Big Dick's Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. And it tasted like ass, but it was better than nothing.
Right.
Well, this new company comes along, and they charge you by the ounce.
So, like, they weigh it at the checkout?
Yeah, you put your food in a thing, and then you take the thing to their scale, and then whatever the ounces are, they charge you for it.
No matter what's on there?
It doesn't fucking matter,
that's
whatever
how they
it
do
is.
It, like Schnucks or Deer Birds.
I feel like you can find the most high priced item on there and make them update that policy.
Yeah, the highest priced item is dog shit. It doesn't matter.
So you can't find like cold pepperoni? You know, just load the thing down with a pound of cold pepperoni for bargain bin
nothing,
prices.
Right,
and then bring white bread to work and make yourself a sandwich and call it a day.
Fuck it, you still bring your pizza and just take the pepperoni home, sell it on the black market.
I don't work with morons. They would have figured that out by now. There is nothing of value you can take that will ever equal what you pay for it, even in like 10% of what you're paying for it.
Can't you just like stuff some stuff in your pockets?
Yeah, it's called taking food to work. The only way to make this work is to take your own food to work and have somebody steal it from you and make them pay for it.
Oh, so you're getting like a whole thing. So you're going to take that whole pizza to work and like deal it out like crack. Because everybody's starving for the good shit. You got it. You got that TJ's in your locker.
Got that leftover TJ's, dog.
What you need to do is get one of those like pizza ovens and put it in your little cubicle. That way you can have a fresh frozen pizza.
Look, I would never do that intentionally, but if somebody walks up to me and say, "Hey, that smells really good. You know, can I have a piece?" Like, well, I can give you a piece.
$3.
But I'm gonna need about $4.50.
I said this piece weighs 3.5 ounces. So I'm gonna need $7.99.
He's gonna carry around a scale.
Like, look, friend, you can go downstairs and pay $4.50, or you can be right here by me at my desk, pay me $4.50. You don't even have to make that journey. Just come to me. I give you pizza. You know, whatever.
So,
me money.
How much stuff can you bring in like a backpack without raising any suspicion?
You'd be really fucking surprised.
So, I mean, you could just have like a whole operation up there, Napes. And, you know, like those fried chicken places, I know that they put like a fan out their window to get that smell out there so people smell that fried chicken and say, fuck, man, I got to get me some of that fried chicken. You know, the local grocery stores, they have barbecue pits and they sell barbecue and they put that out in the parking lot and they go out to the parking lot to get the barbecue out to then take cart back to the back and package up and sell you. And they do that so that you smell it on your way in. You're like, ooh, that smells good. I'm going to get me some of that barbecue.
Doesn't it smell good, though?
It does. It does. It smells great.
I hear the barbecue's pretty good, too. I've never actually done it myself. But.
Yeah, I feel weird about buying barbecue from a grocery store that was barbecuing out in the parking lot.
Okay, so you don't feel bad about buying their cheese, their meat, their fish.
Yeah, but that was made at a cheese place, and then they brought it there. I mean, these dickheads are just, like, cooking shit out in the parking lot.
Okay, so they have all this food you don't mind buying in the least. In fact, you want to buy it there, but the moment they sell you barbecue, you're like, oh, I don't know about this shit.
Napier, yeah, this is what I'm saying about TJ's pizza. Like, you bought that pizza, and then, like, the TJ's pizza gave it to some kid that sold it to you. That kid then takes the pizza home and puts the onus on his parents to store it safely until they can get it to you. Like, how do you know what they're doing in the meantime? Like, in that transfer, how do you know if the parents didn't, like, run a bunch of errands on the way home from the Boy Scout meetings, and that shit's been in the back of their car for 3 days? And then, like, if they forgot about your pizza, what are they going to do? Not sell it? They're going to eat the cost of all those pizzas? No! They're going to give them to you anyway, Napier.
Okay, first of all, you assume I'm eating this pizza and not selling it to my coworkers that I don't give a fuck about.
I just don't understand how you could sell it.
There are things that are made to eat for lunch that you can microwave. Why are you baking something and then bringing it to work? Like, have you had a hot pocket before?
Yeah, a hot pocket, Napier. Like a hot pocket.
Yep.
Some bagel pizzas. I mean, there's lots of stuff.
Yeah, a TJ's pizza, that's a dinner food. That's a dinner food that you could bring home and make. You're going through a lot of trouble, Napier.
All those things they taste like ass unless you put them in the oven and cook them.
So does a TJ's pizza the next day in the microwave. That tastes like ass, too.
Yeah,
Better than Tostino's pizza rolls.
You're just going to have to
make sound talk Tostino's.
Right.
Don't you fucking dare.
You just got to face facts that your lunch is going to be bad, Napier. That's just something you got to deal with.
Yeah, I can deal with that. McDonald's. At least I can eat how about this?
Why don't we make something healthy like a turkey sandwich?
Make yourself a nice turkey sandwich, Napier. Get some lettuce.
Have you ever looked at me
for like 2 seconds and said, that dude really fucking enjoys turkey goddamn sandwiches?
I mean, turkey sandwiches are delicious.
I know very few people that don't like a turkey sandwich.
Napier, you're telling me somebody gave you a turkey sandwich right now, you'd say, no, that looks gross.
Exactly. I got Tostino's fucking pizza rolls in the oven. I can make those anytime.
Hold on now.
Wait, so now you're making pizza rolls too?
Do you really have Tostino's pizza rolls in the oven?
Napier, when are we going to do the show?
We can do the show whenever you want to. My food budget doesn't depend on what you're doing.
So did you take the TJ's pizza out of the oven and put in some pizza rolls to have for dinner tonight?
Yeah, I cut it into the St. Louis-style squares, and I put them in a plastic bag.
Why not Tupperware?
I don't have Tupperware. I have plastic bags.
Does your oven ever turn off, or are you just cooking one thing after another?
Are you preparing the next meal?
Didn't he just say Tostino's taste like ass?
I believe so. Work? Yeah, yeah.
No, but now he's going to eat it for dinner.
He said unless it was.
Oh, unless it's oven. I guess that's. I mean, factual. Factual.
He did say.
Okay, you got to deep fry the pizza.
So if you microwave things, they are not of the same quality as a good oven baked variety.
And
you know what the best way to eat the fucking pizza rolls is? The best way to eat them is in the fucking deep fryer.
Yeah, deep fryer for sure.
You know what my lady does with the pizza rolls? She smushes out all the stuff in the middle and just eats like the outside.
That's weird.
It's weird. She does the same thing with burritos,
too. My microwave squishes all the stuff out of the middle.
She smushes all the stuff out.
So does she use a dip?
Does she eat the stuff later?
No. No.
Do you?
No.
Oh, see, if my wife did that, I would definitely eat the, like, filling out. I'd just say, okay, well, that's mine.
I'm not that hard up.
Dude, I'm just fat.
I'll just make my own goddamn pizza rolls. I don't need to eat her filling, you know?
Well, I mean, I would make my own pizza rolls and eat her filling.
Mike, why don't you just make your own pizza rolls? Just, you know, roll out the dough, make the little ravioli fuckers.
Can I turn on your oven and we'll just start making pizza rolls right now?
Do you have pizza rolls?
I think so. Yeah, I think I got pizza rolls. I still got those Hot Pockets that Drunk wouldn't fuck.
Here's all you need for pizza rolls.
You wouldn't fuck the Hot Pockets? No. Was that for Stunt Month?
He didn't show up. He didn't show up. Yeah. He ghosted us. I even made him a
privacy. Were they
going to
be like fresh from the microwave? Oh,
yeah.
That would injure you.
No. I was going to microwave them and then set them out for him and let him take his time.
Make sure they get to like a 98.6 degrees.
Yeah, the right temperature, a good temperature. And then he's going to fuck them.
That could be like, we could, is it time for a remake of American Pie?
American Hot Pocket?
Right, and just like the spin on it is American Hot Pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get one of those, like, One Direction guys. Somebody hip, new.
One of those guys to sell it. To be like, this is his first acting role. Remember that Britney Spears movie, Crossroads? Yes. And everybody was all excited because they thought, like, oh, Britney Spears is in a movie. She's surely going to take her top off, right?
I think as teenage boys, we were all secretly praying that was the case.
Didn't fucking happen. That movie fucking sucked.
No.
It was terrible. It was a bad movie. I don't think she was ever in another movie, was she?
Maybe not. I don't think so.
Can't say I'm a Britney aficionado.
She probably cameoed here and there in some things.
I was always more of a Christina Aguilera kind of guy.
Were you?
Yeah.
What about now?
Do you think she has really pokey nipples?
Like, if you could decide between them now.
And do I get them now, not the, like, popular?
No, we're in now.
I mean, you get the whole train ride through.
Ooh, the whole train
ride. The whole train ride.
So I'm either with the crazy bitch or, like, a woman whose weight fluctuates, like, 100 pounds on a yearly basis. I couldn't deal
with that. Well, keep in mind,
it does really go up and down,
doesn't it? I could deal with a skinny bitch, but I couldn't deal with a bitch who just is constantly going from between. Like, that would be nerve-wracking.
I mean, you know, crazy, you know what you to expect. You can expect crazy.
Right. I mean, I saw Britney on, like, Jimmy Fallon the other day. She seems like she's got her shit together.
Like a toyga?
Yeah. Would you say? She's looking all right.
Drunk. I mean, is this going the way you thought it would?
No, yeah. I'm laughing my ass off.
You having a good time?
When are we going to do bits?
Absolutely.
Bits?
Yeah. I figured I was coming over. I'd read some lines. We're doing, like, bits and stuff.
Oh, we didn't prepare any bits for you, Paul. Do you have a bit that
No. I mean, I don't contribute anything. I just show up. I'm just saying,
you were going to be the voice talent?
I was going to contribute even less. I wasn't even going to think of my own things to say. I was just going to come and read whatever you said. Like, you know. You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 300th episode. This is DJ Pauly Koo.
Oh, I can use that. I'll cut that out.
Yeah.
I'll put that at the very beginning, guys.
I think we got requests for Catman Paul, obviously.
Catman Paul.
Right, yeah, exactly. So where's the script?
Napier, do you need to go get your Hot Pockets out of the oven?
Nope, they're sitting pretty.
When are you gonna start eating them?
Whenever I feel like it. I'm a grown ass man.
You know, when I cook my son Hot Pockets, I get out the metal pizza roller thing.
What kind does he like?
He just gets what he gets.
See, because Drunk wanted to fuck Philly cheesesteak. He was very specific.
You had a preference? Yeah. I would have gone ham and cheese, but I see the... You went the dark meat. I gotcha.
Indeed.
Oh, God. The wife only wants to eat, like, fucking bread and cheese and other things like that, or else the baby starts, like, punching her in the belly. And she starts flipping out, like, oh, God, no, baby. Stop kicking me.
How far along is she?
20 weeks.
Hold on.
It's 5 months, yeah.
And what is it? It's like 40 weeks?
So,
yeah, she's a little over halfway. Yeah, a little over halfway.
Like 4.5 months. 48, I think, is the number.
Okay. It gets worse.
Kind of hope not.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, by the end, they don't sleep at all. They can't sleep.
They just toss and turn, Napes. Just toss and turn.
Oh, no, all I got to do is give the baby the raspberries. Just blow raspberries on the wife's belly, and then they'll go to bed. That's how it works, right?
Have you seen, like, the alien-style, like, movements of where the arm comes up, like, and pushes the belly out, and it's like it looks like something's trying to break through?
Nope. I haven't seen it. Don't want to.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, I bet it is. I don't want to.
Tom watched the birth.
Ooh.
He said he saw the head, like,
emerge.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, my wife had two C-sections, a C-section both times. But, like, I stood on her side of the, like, you know, screen thing. So I was just like, I just stood by her. I was like, you're doing great. I didn't see any fucking gore. At one point,
Never mind.
Napier, would you say that... would you say that you and Paul are friends?
Yeah, I think we're friends. I don't know how good of friends, but yeah.
we're good friends.
Like, do you call Paul ever?
Nope.
Does Napier call anybody ever?
Why not, Napier?
I don't call you.
If I were to text you, gentlemen, and say, hey, we're having a barbecue, you know,
oh, no.
All my friends will be there, no. Tom, and, you know, all the people that you know, already know. It's not like it'd be strange.
Yeah. All your friends, like, are my friends
right.
that I haven't seen in about as long as
right.
I've
so
seen.
So if I say, hey, look, everyone's coming over, it's, you know.
At WTF Spaghetti will be there.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
And all their children's and all that. And, like, you should right. come by. There's food and drinks. You wouldn't come.
Probably not.
Oh, sure, I would.
No.
No, yeah. No. Napier might. Napier is a higher chance than you. You would not come.
Well, and the other thing, you know, I have weird days off and weird days. I mean, I work Fridays and Saturdays.
I work every Saturday and Sunday. My days off are Wednesday and Thursday.
Like, when do you have people over?
After work on Fridays and Saturdays.
Right, yeah.
Or Wednesday nights, not too often.
Well, I don't work on Sundays, so if you did a Saturday night thing, then I'd probably...
What are you doing Wednesdays?
We
get together for... We have a old people...
Well, I work Thursdays.
Get together for dinner. Everyone cooks dinner and brings their kids.
So, like, yeah, if you had something on a Wednesday night, I probably wouldn't come. Yeah. Napier might, though.
He lives, like, 10 minutes from me, man.
Who, me?
Yeah,
we live fairly close.
Nope. I live 30 minutes away from
you. Yeah, Napier, he retreated.
You could just pop in for a spell, say hi for half an hour.
Are you one of those guys? Just bounce. You moved out to out west?
Oh, yeah, I moved out to St. Charles. Fuck that place. I'm out. Fuck it.
Yeah, he sure Get was trashing it on his way out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck that place. They burnt down part of the place that I used to actually like going to.
Right.
Fuck that. Moved out to St. Charles. No, there's no fires out this way.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
You just bought yourself a couple years, Napes.
Is the fast food better out there, Napes?
Yeah.
Do you have a Chick-fil-A?
No, we don't.
Like way down,
is the pinnacle of fast food.
Way down 94 at Mid Rivers Mall. There's one. That's not too far.
Yeah, I gotta go 30 minutes away for fucking Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not.
There's
close.
One on Highway K that I go to at work sometimes.
Yeah, Highway K ain't that far from you.
Right.
I go to McDonald's pretty regularly on lunch, and I got there the other day, and there was 4 cars ahead of me.
The app is, do you use the app for McDonald's? The app is great.
Use the app.
Yeah, they give you all kinds of good deals. Buy one, get one free sandwiches and stuff.
Like, I buy nothing more than that costs more than like a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to get lunch for like $2.50.
Well, I mean, sometimes they have like free soda with any purchase or something.
Awesome.
They have a lot of good stuff. You should check that out. The app
McDonald's,
is awesome.
4 cars in front of me. It took 22 minutes to get my food.
Nah,
I went to
bullshit.
Chick-fil-A the other day. There was no less than 35 cars, and I got my food in like 6 minutes.
Right. I've gone to Chick-fil-A.
They're fucking silly.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they got their shit together. Sometimes they're like out there walking up to your car with iPads and stuff.
Like, yeah.
They just place your order right there, and they're like, yeah, I'll take your card here. You're good. What's your name? And then you get up to the window. They're like, hi, Mike. And I was like,
my pleasure. They all say my pleasure, too.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. I bet it's not really their pleasure.
I mean, not if they're any other normal human being that works a fast food job.
Right.
Like, fuck, goddamn it, I want
to
kill
myself. You ever go to that Raising Cane's?
No, I've heard it's good.
I love the Raising Cane's, but my friend, I say my friend like you don't know who I'm talking about, but they might not know who I'm talking about, you know? Chris, he asked them for...
Well, how does your friend Chris, how does that relationship work? Because he doesn't do the podcast.
He's not really your friend anymore.
No, I mean, I see Chris.
Yeah, remember when you guys had that business and then he said he didn't want to have the business with you no more? And then you weren't friends?
No, we're remember friends.
That?
I hang.
Yeah.
I see Chris probably once a week.
So what do? Like you go like drink beers?
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes he comes over here.
I'm just trying to be your friend, Mike, and so what do I have to do?
Oh, you should join his
hockey
team.
To be part of the... No, no, he doesn't want me on his hockey team. Okay. He made this plenty clear.
Oh.
So is there
any... You know, that's made up. That's fiction, Paul. I'm going to find the podcast that we talked about you not being on the hockey team anymore.
Right, no, we've been through this. It's rehashing.
Paul, don't worry. Mike doesn't want me on his fucking hockey team either. Mike can't take competition. I mean...
No, 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 we listened. I remember, I believe it was something about like a JV squad versus a varsity squad. And I listened to this show. I did, at least recently I have. So, and I've heard the rehashing of that as well. But yeah, so how does Chris maintain his friendship with you?
He doesn't.
We're friends. we're friends.
Right. I get that. We're friends. But as far as the maintenance of it goes, it's cool. Me and Drunk, we smoke pot. It's cool.
Right.
When we'll get together, we'll smoke pot. That's right. how we maintain our friendship.
We'll see each other a couple times a month.
So you have to have a common interest.
Right.
So me and Napier and me and Drunk, we maintain our friendship because we have a common interest. We do a thing on Mondays.
Right. You do the show.
Yeah,
it's basically if I want to be your friend, the only way I can come and talk
Paul,
to you.
Maybe we need to start a bowling team or something.
Right, yeah, we should do bowling.
You know, like a weekly thing. See, what you got to do is you got to have a thing that forces you to go outside.
Okay.
You know, scheduled fun time.
Like a barbecue.
You mean like a hockey team?
Like if I were to call you up and say hey,
barbecue
a bunch of people
Wednesday
are coming
night
over barbecuing, you know.
Right.
All your friends will be there. You should come.
Well, I mean I was invited to a barbecue Saturday during the day. I can't go. I got to work.
Right. I mean, I'm there with you. I work every Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So but you know, yeah, if it was a thing that I could do.
But after Saturday, after he gets off, he can light up the barbecue.
I'm not the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I have been known to go out in the world and do things with people.
It just feels like I know a lot of your friends, but I don't ever see you at our friendship gatherings. We call them that, by the way.
So what he's saying,
friendship gatherings?
Really, yeah, friend.
It's, come on, it's Wednesday night.
You think gathering. That's what he's saying, Napier? That we're not really friends?
Are you at the friendship gathering?
I wasn't invited, Napier. I haven't even been invited to one.
Because you wouldn't show up.
So
you can't use that bullshit excuse and say you wouldn't show up. If you didn't invite me, then I didn't come. That's why. if you invite me and I don't come, then you can give me shit about it. But you can't just say, I didn't invite you because you wouldn't come. You don't know that.
So Paul's house next Wednesday. You there?
And
next Wednesday I got to work.
Because
what time
maybe
you
he didn't invite you because he's not part of your friend list.
Wednesday after that I could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I work on Thursdays.
Yeah.
You do it on a Tuesday night, guys.
Tuesday night's perfect. I'm off Wednesday.
All right, Tuesday night.
All right, we're going to have a barbecue on Tuesday.
Okay.
Can we do it this Tuesday?
Can you send me a Facebook invite?
I've locked out of my Facebook.
Invites.
I can't get into it.
Remind me in some way.
I'm locked out of that, too.
Paul.
I don't know how to get back into any of those.
I'm going to tell you the best way to get me to go to your thing on Tuesday night. Tell Drunk about it. And tell Drunk to tell me.
Tell us. All right. We'll do that. That's the new plan.
Well, now that we got all that.
So what do you like? Park steaks, ribs?
I mean, I like.
Are you a brat guy?
Yeah, I like all those things.
Do you do the grilled Italian sausage?
Look.
Hamburger, hot dogs.
Love me grilled tzatzitza.
Don't alter your menu to accommodate me. You guys make whatever you like, and I'll figure it out.
You ever been to the old Max's Meats? Shout out to Max's Meats.
I haven't.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's right down the street.
Local butcher.
It's fucking hot.
The sausage is on point.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that we got an email the other day from a PR lady who had a bunch of fashion designers that she wanted to see if we wanted to interview?
On our show?
Any of her fashion designer?
You told her yes, right?
So this is the weird thing.
Right? Uh-huh.
It was... six fashion designers, but that wasn't her number one client. Do you know who her number one client is?
The broad that guards the cans
that we were
Walking Dead.
That we were offered. Cowboy Troy.
Okay.
You know who Cowboy Troy is?
Maybe. Who's Cowboy Troy?
You know that Big and Rich song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
I hate country, but I'm familiar with the song, yep.
I believe it has a rap verse in it. That's Cowboy Troy.
Okay.
He pretty much just goes on tour with Big and Rich so that he can do that song, and then they like let him do 20 minutes ahead of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said, hey, do you want Cowboy Troy or any of like these fashion designers? And I replied and said, well, Cowboy Troy, we're on board with some Cowboy Troy. We could do that probably.
Yeah.
But the fashion designers, we're all some Target shopping ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the hell we would talk to a fashion designer about. So no thanks there.
Yep.
Got no reply back. So I don't think Cowboy Troy is going to be on the show.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Save a horse.
Are you saying Cowboy Troy don't want to be on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?
Well, he did want to be, but then, you know, we didn't want any of the fashion designers.
Why don't you just tell these people yes and then, like, have the most awkward session, like, awkward time ever? Just be like, so wait, what's your show? Yeah, it's the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Oh, my God, my publicist. Like, that would be good radio.
You think? You think we're... maybe, like, we just have drunk talk to people.
So have we ever had like a follow-up interview?
You mean like a second interview?
Yeah.
No.
No one comes back.
We should re-interview that, what was his name? Joe Amazon, the guy who's running for president.
I don't know. See what
happened.
Like there's been lots of people that like we were fond of, but it's like, do we want to talk to him again? What are we going to talk to him about the second time? We talked to him once already.
Yeah, it's not an election year. How are we going to relate?
So next election.
Yeah, yeah, next election.
We'll get him back.
But no, yeah, we've never done that. We've never gone back to somebody we've already done.
Gone to the well, except for Benny and Dan Fernicus.
Well, I mean, they're like our friends, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Napier, are you ready to start the show yet?
Do we get a smoke break tonight?
Can we smoke?
You can do whatever the fuck you want. You're a grown-ass man.
I'm going to stick this in my anus and smoke with my butthole. Yeah.
Are you playing any video games, Naves?
No, I'm looking at Imgur and I'm sharing it with you.
Are you?
Yeah, you haven't looked at it. Not a goddamn one.
Well, he's trying to be professional and maintain a show here.
I'm doing a show, Napier.
Oh, we started.
So we have started.
We started the show. The
I mean, I guess this is the show.
I didn't hear the music.
This is the show.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
The show is that there wasn't really a show.
Isn't that every fucking show?
So we're going to talk about the crayon thing then, or?
You want to talk about the crayon thing?
Yeah.
So Crayola announced that their 24 count of crayons, right? They are doing away with one color from the 24 crayon, like their staple product is this 24 case of crayons, right? Yes, all these different colors. They got okay, I'm going to read off the colors. You got the red, yellow, blue, brown, orange, green, violet, black. I'd say those are
safe,
right?
Yes.
That's eight. I think there's nine in like a...
It's an eight pack.
Is it an eight pack?
It's an eight pack.
So that's the eight pack.
That's the eight pack.
So then the extended deck also includes carnation pink.
What is next up? A 16 count, yes. I believe.
8, 16, 24. That is correct.
Okay, so then if these are in order, then I guess pink, yellow, orange, blue, green, red, violet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. Would be white would probably be in the 16.
Right, you would think.
Why do you need white? Isn't the paper already white?
Not always.
Not on construction paper, bro. And
then dandelion. Oh, so dandelion's like a soft yellow.
I don't remember my crayons ever having a dandelion.
Napier, find out what color dandelion is.
I mean, it's got to be yellow. Right?
It's like a light yellow.
It's yellow.
Yeah.
It's yellow.
And it's cerulean.
Cerulean.
Cerulean. C-E-R-U-L-E-A-N. Cerulean.
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 It is cerulean.
See, that's like a pretty blue, the cerulean.
Yeah.
This cerulean?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite crayons. I believe I know how to pronounce it.
Okie doke.
Cerulean. It's one of my favorite. When I was an artistic fella, mm-hmm. See, I would commonly go to the cerulean.
Gotcha.
And I would use it because it was my favorite of the blues. That was my go-to.
Indeed.
See, because it's not like a dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a, and it's not like a sky blue. It's just like a good blue. You know what I mean?
Like a cerulean blue?
Apricot, which would be like what? Like a soft purple?
You sure that's not apricot?
Paul. I mean, you were going to let me have that one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one goes both ways.
See, like, when you left, Paul, there was, like, this really dark period.
The dark times.
It was really dark because it was, like, I would write a whole page of shit. And like, I would introduce it and I would say, you know, hey, guys, let's talk about this for 10 minutes. And the drunk would just be like, that's stupid. And Napier would be like, yeah, that's pretty stupid. And then just silence. I mean, like, you dicked around with me. I mean, you gave me a hard time, Paul, but you played the game. Right, you know, right. Drunk and Napier, a lot of times they don't want to play the game. A lot of times Napier and Drunk just want to shit on me for apricot.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Talking about crayons. Fuck these crayons. You're like, well, all
right. Because this is the thing we do once a week. We show up, we talk about dumb shit for an hour, you know? I want to talk about whether we should be getting rid of green, yellow, green, or apricot. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
I just hope they ain't getting rid of fucking cerulean.
Are you sticking to that, huh? Despite all of everyone else being like, you know, by the way.
No, I'm right. You guys are wrong.
Finish the list, please. I won't make fun of you. I promise.
Scarlet. What's the difference between like so scarlet would be more like a kind of a darker red.
Like a maroon.
I thought maroon, right? Yes.
Like a deep red, like a sex red. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I feel like yellow, green, or green yellow's got to go.
One of those.
Maybe are they going to cerulean red?
Are they going to replace it? Or are they just going to make it one less?
Right, because isn't like yellow, green, and green, yellow basically the same color?
Indigo is what's an indigo? Is that also a blue?
It's purple. It's between blue and purple.
To me, indigo like and purple.
Is it like a magenta?
No.
So did we already talk about like what they're gonna do?
They said that it's never happened before, but one of the crayons they're getting rid of, they're replacing it or they're getting rid of it. Something's happening. They just made an announcement that one something's getting the axe.
But we don't know if it's being replaced or just the axe.
Yeah, they're raising buzz about it. They want
is
people.
It white?
So these will be collector issue crayons then for the 24 pack.
I guess right. You got to go get some 24 packs now,
on the current ones.
Right?
So that you could do like what Travis does. So
eBay,
like,
here I come.
Flip them, you know, right. Like when they did away with the Twinkies. Travis drove around all the grocery stores and bought up all the Twinkies so you could sell them for $40 a box.
Yeah,
that remind me. My wife does this guy's hair. Who it's not his like only job, but one thing he does for money is he goes on Craigslist. And goes and picks up people's free shit, and then he puts it on Craigslist for money. So he'll go around and like, you know, free TV still works. He'll pick that shit up and then be like, hey, selling a TV, $25. And so he just constantly is picking people's free shit up off of Craigslist.
See,
and then putting it back on Craigslist now, for a profit.
Is that kind of fucking with the spirit of the whole thing, or is that just smart?
I mean, because like
basically
smart.
The free people, I mean, they're not trying to help people out. They're trying to get this shit out of their house that
right.
they don't want anymore.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like they're like, we're going to do a really good deed and help someone out by giving them this old 20-inch television
right.
that we don't
first
want.
First come,
anymore.
First serve. Here
right.
you go.
They're going to put it out on the curb and hope somebody takes it because they don't want it in their house anymore.
Dude, so, I put a dresser out on the curb. That shit was gone in 40 fucking minutes, dude. And it was not even nice. Like, it had, like, the finish, like, broke off in places. It was, like, made of particle board and shit. Like, shit was gone fucking instantly.
So it's at least worth $20.
We right, had a, exactly. We had a couch that we didn't want anymore, but we figured it would be way too difficult to carry it down the stairs. So we just threw it off the back deck and then just went and got it. And brought it out to the curb that way.
And they still took that shit too, right?
And we set it out to the curb. And, you know, we called the trash people. And, you know, we said, hey, we got a bulk pickup, whatever. And, you know, they were coming to get it the next day. And throughout the day, like dozens of people stopped to look at the couch to see if it was worth taking. And none of them took it. But, you know, just people are just looky-loos. They're always out. Looking around for shit.
And I put a piece of paper on it that said, like, free dresser.
Free?
Yeah.
Mike, you could do something really mean. Put something out there that's not worth anything and videotape the people that are come by and kind of inspect it to see if it's worth anything. And just like, oh, it's the poor people.
Ah, pores.
And then have a bunch of foghorns and...
Oh, this is the neighborhood I live in.
Yeah.
Look at all these poor people in front of my house.
I live in a cul-de-sac. The only people coming around me are people that also live in this neighborhood.
So should we have like a fantasy draft for these crayons?
Like pick the one you think is going away? See, I would venture a guess. Napier wants white. Napier, you want white, right? You think white's the one going away? Do you want me to read them again, Napier?
I'm betting on it, like, really hard, okay? I don't want it to go away. I just expect it.
It does seem silly, given how much white paper there is.
Yeah, yeah. And even when it's on colored people, colored people.
God damn it, Mike. No, you can't say that.
Even when it's on colored paper, you can't even really see it that good. So, Drunk, what do you think? What do you think's the one to go away?
I am going to have to go green yellow.
You're going to go green yellow?
Green yellow.
Paul?
I'm going to go yellow green.
See, my heart tells me, yeah, it's probably going to be, you think it'd be like dandelion? I mean, like it's like a shitty soft yellow. Like who would use that?
Right.
You would either use yellow or an apricot's like a purple, right? I mean, that could be a good one.
No, I think apricot's like a peach color.
See, that would be important.
It would be like orangish.
Like if you're drawing your parents,
right?
You got to have the apricot.
There's a red violet and a violet red. I mean, those are pretty ripe candidates consolidation.
See, I would go violet-red then, I guess, just because it's later on in the deck. It seems like these are in order of importance. They got red, yellow, blue up front.
Right. The top
lower
line,
down,
nobody
I'd say
them.
Gray. You probably don't want to get rid of gray.
So can we like,
if you're drawing robots,
what we think's going to happen, if they're going to add another color or if it's just going to sell you 23 packs of crayons or what?
Maybe they need like a different brown color, like a
poo emoji brown,
like a new better skin tone to use.
A dark brown.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because that's what people draw. They draw like, you know, themselves,
like a tan,
or their friends or their family or something. So to have more skin tones in there is
Hispanic,
probably
Hispanic. That's what the next color.
So something
is.
Mike doesn't need to draw.
Indian.
No, it would be named Puerto something Rican like a burnt sienna drunk. Like a burnt sienna. You know what I'm saying?
So that's like Native American.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of those. I think one of the combined colors would probably be the one. So you had yellow green, you had green yellow.
I had green yellow. He had yellow.
I had
green.
Yellow green.
So Paul has yellow green, you have green yellow. Napier's taken white. I will take violet red, and we'll see how we did when it's finally
I'm just hoping
announced.
It's not indigo.
We're creating buzz.
They took indigo off the of the color spectrum.
I'll say I do think indigo or violet has a good chance to go too.
Ooh, indigo.
Aren't they the same thing?
It used to be Roy G. Biv, but there's no more Roy G. Biv.
What are you talking about?
Like the color spectrum.
Explain Roy G. Biv.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue. It used to be indigo, violet.
The colors of the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv?
No, yeah, now it's just Roy G. BV.
That doesn't... No, BV, you gotta have a...
Violet.
Vowel in there, right?
Yeah, exactly, but no, yeah, they took indigo off the color
fucks
spectrum.
The whole thing up. Like when they fucked up Pluto.
I think if they took...
My very educated
the,
mother just served
chart,
us nine pies.
Thing to take
money
off.
Here, yeah. You know.
Now it's just my very educated mother just served us nine.
Right.
Nine what?
Yeah. They're talking about maybe...
My very educated mother just served me nothing. Napier?
What?
Are you ready to start the show?
When are we doing it?
Do you have anything you want the people to know about?
I like big boobs.
They get really big. My
yeah,
wife
they do,
from
especially
like a
when
B
they're
to
pregnant.
Like a double
so you're
B.
A boob guy, you'd say?
Yeah, especially when they're pregnant. They get big boobies.
See, I'm an ass man myself.
Ass don't get better. Not once pregnant.
I'm an ass man.
The ass don't get better.
Drunk, you're an ass man, right? You're an ass man.
I like a good booty, yeah.
Are you an ass man or are you a tit guy?
I'd say I'd probably prefer the tit.
You're a tit guy?
Yeah.
See, I'm an ass man, I think.
So, see, that's why we're friends, Mike. That's why we're friends.
We're ass guys, Paul?
Yeah.
So you see, I like asses.
That's our comment. We can get together, look at pictures of asses.
See, I like...
talk about how much we prefer them.
I like asses and boobs. I like legs and I like feet.
Right. Yeah, I remember you liking feet, you know.
And he's also got a hungry butt.
You still do?
No.
Again?
No.
Or?
No. You know how these things go, Paul.
They never die. Right.
Paul, it was fun.
Yeah,
it
was. Do you have a pick of the week? Actually.
Do you have a pick of the week, Paul?
Oh, shit. A pick of the week. I'm going to go with...
Do you want to go ahead and pre-announce your involvement in WFOD 400?
Yes. Once my check arrives for this show, I will sign the contract that I expect to see for the next like reunion show.
Maybe every 50. Maybe we'll start celebrating 50s so we can get Paul over.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Or,
you know,
or like 25.
Since you have my phone number committed to your memory.
I do.
You could actually.
I knew your number.
Like, hey, what's up?
Ship him. Shoot him a text.
You know.
I knew your number before cell phones.
Right.
I have Napier's. I don't even have Napier's number in my phone.
Do you still
have
the same high school number, too?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've had the same number forever.
Even if he's not on your phone, he'll probably be like, oh, that's Mike Moore.
No, I know your number, Napier, so I don't have it in my phone because I just know it. I haven't bothered to save it because I just know it.
Is it because we're best friends, Mike?
I mean, you're up there.
See, you guys are friends. You go to, like, movies and stuff, and then Napier doesn't show up, or he shows up late, and then you bitch about it on the show.
It's the spirit that counts, okay? Like, the spirit of me thinking about maybe trying to come out once in a while. You know what? That's worth something, Paul.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, you guys are actual friends, because despite, you know...
Napier, am I your best friend?
Do you know any others?
Like, of your friends?
Yeah. Name one.
I thought we were friends.
My bad. When was the last time you invited me to something?
I mean, Napier's not my best friend, but I think I'm his.
Mike, I'm your best friend. You know I'm your best friend.
Hey, top three, probably.
I'm sorry, what business of ours did I kick you out of so that I could take all the shit?
Okay, Napier. Napier.
Yeah.
Napier.
Okay.
Napier, you're my best friend.
Yeah, I know it.
Napier.
Maybe you should too.
Napier.
Treat me like with some goddamn respect.
All right. Drunks pick.
Napier. Napier. Napier.
Yeah.
Can you believe we've done this for 300 episodes, buddy?
God, it feels so much.
Napier, me and you, buddy.
He hasn't. You have.
Well, yeah, I haven't. You have.
Yeah, you've probably done like 280.
Like 280. Oh, don't give me that shit. Like 290.
All right.
See, I'm, see, now you know what's going to happen. I'm going to go back and count to prove that I'm closer to right than Napier is.
Oh, right. Right. That's why, that's why the whole thing works. That's why it works.
Like you can't be wrong. I just, right. It's okay.
But that's okay, Napier, because we're friends.
It's just that he knows he isn't, and he can now prove it to you.
Right.
He could be, but the tape fucking shows that he's not.
Napier, you're not still cooking pizza. That pizza is burnt. Napier, go get that pizza out of the oven.
No, it's out of the oven. I've already cut it. It's like sitting on the stove being warm.
No, but what about the after pizza?
The pizza rolls.
I think we're about ready to start the show, guys.
Hey, right. Are you
no, the after pizza is my is the French fries. I got some Zesties. Gonna put them in the oven. They've been sitting there for a
minute. Now there's fries? Holy shit. What happened to the pizza rolls?
He just has a plethora of food.
Pizza rolls are in the microwave where they belong.
He just cooked shit.
Look, I got food to make for next week, you fuckers.
It just cooks shit all night.
I have nothing else better to do.
And then when the Zesties are done, I have to make cookies.
Paul, do you have a pick
no,
of the week?
No, I don't got no cookies. I'll make cookies. You guys want some fucking cookies?
Next week, next Monday, I need cookies in my life.
Napier, will you bring it?
I don't think I can make your cookies without getting like fucking a jail sentence.
Napier, do you think that do you think that you could bring over some cookies Monday? That would be really nice.
Yeah, but you got to eat them before Drunk gets there, or else he's going to be really disappointed in my cookies.
I mean, I think Drunk will probably be just fine with the cookies.
I will.
Napes.
No, there's going to be raisins in them and fucking oatmeal and shit.
Napes, do you have a pick of the week?
I got a pick of the week, goddammit.
We didn't do Paul's pick of the week.
I tried to do my pick of the week and then Drunk did his pick of the week. And
I never got a chance to do my pick of the week either.
Everyone's got picks, and Mike won't even let us go through the pick of the week is Dave Chappelle's Netflix special.
The first one, not the second one.
No. Which one talks about the rapes?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Because you know that's the one I'm recommending.
Yeah. Second one, not so good. First one, great.
Well, if you like talking about the transgenders and the gays, the second was pretty good. If you prefer the rape, the first is right up your alley.
The thing that bothered me about the second one is there was a couple of really compelling stories that didn't have the endings to. And so, like, I'm just left speculating how the snowball story ends. You know, and, like, there's multiple things. It's like, you know, he started telling, a very detailed story that just kind of didn't have an end. I want to know the end, Drunk. I'm a control guy.
I know you are.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week is Catman Paul voice. We can't end this episode without a little Catman Paul.
Nope, well, can't end it.
Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta have your cat and take them over, and sometimes you love the kitties, and sometimes the kitties love you. And
sometimes you sell them on Craigslist.
Sometimes the police knock on your door because the kitties have been loving you, and the neighbors are complaining.
Napier, end the show.
Okay, Napier's pick of the week is Samurai Gourmet on Netflix.
What happens on that?
An old man retires, okay? This dude fucking... I'm going to give you the first episode. This old dude fucking retires, okay? He's old. He's fucking, you know, done with this shit. And the show...
Is he a samurai?
From?
No, he's not a samurai. He's just a dude who...
Then why is it called Samurai Gourmet, Napier?
You got to hold the fuck up. Okay, so this old dude retires.
I got pizza rolls in the oven.
Okay, I'll wait. Wait for you to get back with your fucking pizza rolls, you fat fuck.
Did he call me fat?
He did call you fat.
Hey, I've been fat my whole life. It's your turn now. Okay, you get to die with no goddamn cartilage left in your knees. You see how you fucking like it.
All right, we got to wrap it up, Nate.
Samurai Gourmet.
Okay, so this old man, he retires, right? And he wakes up, his alarm clock's going off. He's like, oh, fucking shit, I missed my goddamn shift. And he gets downstairs like, wife, why didn't you fucking wake me? His wife's like, dude, you're fucking retired. You don't go to work anymore. He's like, oh, fuck, what do I do with my goddamn day? And the wife's like, I don't give a fuck what you're doing with your day. I'm going to go do my thing. You just go do your fucking thing. I don't give a shit. And the old man's like, well, fuck, I guess I'll just walk around town. So the old man is walking around town and shit, and he finds this, like, fucking diner. He's like, I've never been to this fucking diner. Walked past it 100 goddamn times going to work. I'm going to go to this fucking diner and eat me some goddamn fucking lunch. And the old man gets him some food. He's like, you know what I would really fucking like? I would love me some goddamn fucking beer. And the old man's like, no, I can't drink beer. It's 11 o'clock in the goddamn morning. You know, responsible folk don't drink goddamn beer at 11 o'clock in the morning. He's like, no, fuck that. I'm retired. I don't give a fuck. And this dude drinks this goddamn beer, and the visage of a samurai comes over him, and he's like, oh, God fucking damn it. I want to drink this goddamn beer. And he drinks the beer, and it's like getting your dick sucked, you know, like in the afternoon. It's like, this is a good dick suck. Thanks, wife. Thanks for draining the berries. And every one of you should fucking watch it.
Well, that's Napier's mama.
Well, that's my mama. Peace.
Should we do like a quick intro?
Didn't we already do the intro?
Episode? No.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go into it old school style.
It's done.
We know. Look, Mike knows what he's doing, okay? He knows what he's doing. He's got this shit. He's got it wrapped.
Yeah. So,
thanks for turning off the camera.
What do you and Rizzuto written in your notebook? Oh, it was a talking point.
I was like sitting on my foreskin there, and my mouth like kind of like,
ugh. All right. So,
what did we learn?
Sunday?
Yeah, coming over Sunday, we're going to do some shit.
Cool.
Time's that up.
Probably in the morning.
Paul's coming over, right? He's got to do some lines.
Right.
All right.
Paul, you need to do some goddamn redneck chef lines. I need help.
All right, write a redneck chef that involves Paul, and we'll get Paul to read the lines.
Yeah.
God damn it, yes. Paul, are you going to do this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's what you do from this house. You just email over
something. Right.
I'm also sure that if someone texted me and was like, hey, you want to do the show Monday? I'd be like, yeah, let me see what's going on. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah. Paul, are you being facetious?
He's being facetious.
No, I'm not being facetious.
Are you?
No.
A little bit?
No, not really. Well,
that makes me sad that you don't come around, Paul. Paul, we had to replace you with a guy.
Travis.
This guy's on Skype. We can't even see him.
I like Travis.
I like Travis too. He's a bro.
He's
but he's Travis not Catman Paul.
Guy? Yeah, right. Like,
I think he's called Travis this guy.
Nope. Travis is a guy.
This guy.
We had to replace him with this guy.
I don't know where we found this fucking guy.
Hey, look, I played hockey with Paul. I never played hockey with fucking Travis. Mike, do you remember when we all played hockey together? I can see your belly hole. Paul, put your finger in Mike's belly hole.
This is the same finger that was just grabbing my balls.
Paul, you missed. You have to get it unfrettered.
All right, enjoy your pizza, mates.
Bye, guys. And I'm going to go eat pizza.
And your zesties.
And your fries.
No, I got to go... I gotta go fucking watch the Dave Chappelle fucking shit, because I haven't watched it yet. What's the first one?
You gonna make some donut holes, Napier?
I don't have donut holes. What's the first one? I didn't know there was two. Okay, well, you guys do your thing. I'm gonna go get drunk. Y'all have fun. Bye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Oh. it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Call in. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio, or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.